today it is our duty, with much admiration and respect, to salute those who served and suffered in that great Civil War.
Over 600,000 Americans, North and South, gave their lives in that war.
Each one of them was someone's husband, someone's father, brother, or son.
Over 10,500 soldiers passed through the halls of the 7 hospitals located in Keokuk during the time of the Civil War.
The hospital ships kept coming to Keokuk, each one of them heavily laden with deathly ill or critically wounded soldiers.
The following are the Union military units represented in the burials here in the Keokuk National Cemetery. The 60th Infantry, U.S. Colored Troops. The 13th U.S. Infantry. From Iowa, the 1st.
They died in defense of their country.
4th, 5th, 6th, 7th.
They endured untold hardships, hesitated at no sacrifice, and poured out their life's blood.
15th, 16th, 17th, 19th.
Please lead the honor guard in the appropriate salute for our buried Union soldiers.
The following are the Confederate states and units represented in the Confederate burials in this, the Keokuk National Cemetery. Alabama, the 19th Infantry Regiment. Arkansas, the 4th.
God above, we thank you for those who have served this nation in wartime. We honor their commitment and willingness to give their all when called upon.
Mississippi, the 15th Mississippi Infantry Regiment. Tennessee.
I'd like to call on the captain of the Confederate Honor Guard to fire the appropriate salute honoring our Confederate buried here.
On behalf of the Department of Veterans Affairs and the National Cemetery Administration, the Keokuk National Cemetery, we would be honored for you to scatter the home soil on these soldiers' graves.
I would like to invite all of you to participate if you would like.
H.C. Williams, we thank you for your service to our southern land.
Each one of them was an American, whether he was fighting for the North or the South.
It's a great honor to be able to sprinkle home soil on the graves of the soldiers. And you have to do it to appreciate it.
May we always recall with enthusiasm, humility, and reverence their honored service. Their good lives after them.